Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 for the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad our good friend Steve Forbes is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, as you know, is a legendary thought leader of and so well-known and so highly respected for his vision and his understanding of how things work in the world. He's the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of a bunch of books, including one of my favorite, Flat Tax Revolution, and then, of course, Freedom Manifesto, Reviving America, so many important books that he's written. And he's been hanging out with us now for quite a while. He's our good friend Steve. Welcome back.
Good to be with you again, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Steve.
Congratulations on all the things you're doing.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
There's hope for the world.
Hey, Steve, I want to talk about something that you and I've never talked about before, but it's really something that's worrying me. We've come to a point where the derangement syndrome is getting so bad that people actually think it's okay to challenge the law of the land. Never mind who the president is. When you have cities and states that are defying the federal government's legal and lawful and constitutional exercise of its of the law and of its duties, when you have state and local officials defying those, in fact aiding and abetting criminals, people who have been judged to be criminals and who've been ordered to leave the country, when you have local people aiding and abetting them, Steve, how is that not one and a half steps away from anarchy?
Well, I think that issue is starting to play against those who advocate that kind of lawlessness. You know, on the whole, this obviously has its origins in the whole border issue. And everyone now has to recognize that there's a humanitarian disaster there and that the law must change. But the Democrats, they thought they had a winning issue. They don't. And the more they play to trying to defy the law, trying to not pass laws to deal with the border disaster, I mean, the whole thing, when you come to this country, you cross the border illegally and they apprehend you, they have to release you after 20 days. Mm-hmm. And then you disappear into the country.
Forever.
And so the Democrats refuse to change that part of the law. If you change that open invitation part of the law, that would go about 80% of the way of dealing with the crisis that we have now coming from Central America. And I just read the other day in the Middle East, people are getting the notion, gee, if somehow we can just get over here, it's open sesame.
Just come walking in.
Now, what's happening with the cities is, again, I think the American people as a whole find it appalling. For example, why shouldn't ICE and the authorities have a free hand to arrest gang members like the notoriously murderous
MS-13? In what world, in what universe is it okay for a political candidate for a member of our government or in fact like our representatives in Congress and senators to say that we should abolish a legally constituted member of our law enforcement? I mean, I don't understand how you declare war on, what if the Republicans declared war on the FBI? I mean, I don't understand that. Steve, answer my question, please. Is this not more than one and a half steps away from anarchy? Am I wrong about that?
Well, that's how you get a breakdown, and that's how, by the way, you don't get anarchy very long. You get tyranny. People don't put up with anarchy, and that's the danger. And that's one of the points we have to make. When you don't have rules of the game that everyone understands and everyone knows they should abide by, then you're going to get tactics and tyranny that is going to take away our liberties.
Do you think California is a sanctuary state and the 40-something sanctuary cities, New York is a sanctuary state? Well, are they going to be able to hold those positions from now on, or is that going to break down?
Well, they're losing the battle of public opinion on it, and I think after the 2020 elections, assuming the president's reelected, which I think the Democrats are working very hard to ensure,
right,
with what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see cutoffs of monies. You're going to pay a price for.
They've
this.
Got to do that.
And
they've got they've got to do to the
they
states
wait
what
amount.
They've got to do the states what we're doing to China, right? Same kind of thing. Put a tariff, put a de facto tariff on them. Steve, hold that thought.
Yeah, you take away their money, and that gets their attention.
It sure does. 20 Tail, right back with Steve Forbes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.